Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better.
Oh, here we go. Friday is in full swing, ladies and gentlemen. Come
That's
on.
Not a thing.
It is
no,
a thing.
No, it's not. Listen, Thurby's not a thing. Friday's not a thing.
Thurby is a thing, and so is Werby, Turby, and Murby.
Thank you.
Now, Dave's got to pile on and add more.
Twice?
Dave's just mad because the air conditioner still isn't working.
That's true. I kind of like it hot, though.
I don't. So that's what's going on.
I put in a help ticket, and the help desk basically sent me back a picture of a middle finger.
I've got, so. Okay. So I knew something
Stock
was going
footage.
On. I'm going to be miserable tonight. I'm on WQMF from 7 p.m. to midnight. I just went down there to pull my music, and the studio feels like the car did yesterday when we got into
right.
It's hot.
Yeah. You know who loved it hot was Coyote.
I know.
I used to voice track in the studio next to his. And he would have it like 82, 83 what? Degrees.
Oh, my
that
gosh.
Guy, it would be like today where it's going to be like 90 outside with humidity. The guy would have like two space heaters going in there.
I want to say something. Again, welcome Friday here. I want to say something after we complain about how with the temperatures of our rooms.
Hey, I'm a fat.
Hard-hitting news here. All right.
I sweat above 68.
And listen.
It's so uncomfortable here.
And while we're at it, what kind of tea is this?
It's Earl Grey. I switch you from green tea to Earl Grey.
This is Earl Grey?
Look, I know you're not drinking tea.
I don't think so.
Hey, this is a new segment we're doing right here, Dwight.
It's called The View.
No, it's called First World Problems Friday.
Oh yes! Yes, thank you, David.
Oh, Dave.
Thank you.
I could never hate you more.
Oh.
Oh, wow, that escalated.
Give it time.
I want to shout out to Carl Eberson, or Ebersold. I'm sorry, Ebersold. Carl is recovering from pneumonia in the hospital right now. So, Carl. Get better. Not that Carl.
Does he know Bill Cox?
Carl who?
He's 90.
I'm the oldest boy. Name of Carl.
No, Carl. That's not the same Carl.
Well, he just said it.
I'm your boy.
No.
Listen, man. He said.
Carl.
It's not. It's a different Carl.
It sounds like the same Carl if you ask me.
Does he know Bill Cox?
Actually, it could be. I will ask.
Carl?
I will ask.
Are we talking about Carl Ebersold?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's Mr. Ebersold's first name?
Carl.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well,
hey, listen.
Technically correct.
Carl, we hope you get well soon.
Yes, he's got pneumonia. He's in the hospital, and his son Chris got a hold of us.
Also, Mr. Carl Ebersold, I would like to represent you in your HIPAA lawsuit against Tony Vannetti, giving out your medical information out.
No, thank you.
Oh, come on, Carl. There you go. Come on, man. What are you talking about, dude? I was going to give you free legal advice, man.
I love you, boy.
Look at this. Dwight spends 15 minutes in a hot car with a state trooper. Now he's giving legal advice.
I know.
I want to thank Jordan, my good buddy Jordan from the Louisville Fire Department. He did this with me along with state trooper Kerry Halls. And, boy. Here's the biggest shock I got out of it. When we got out of that car, we made it to 120. They said last year they went, or 2 years ago, they went to 117. I said, we got to beat the record.
Oh, Lord.
How long into it did you want out?
About 2 minutes. No, seriously. It was about 2 minutes. I started to get nauseous. I started to get lightheaded.
Now, let's keep in mind, he was still doing this while full of hot dogs from the night before.
Well, and the police and the fire department picked Dwight because his brain is like a toddler's. So this would mimic a toddler's
brain.
They
Googled man-child and this show came up.
Other things on me mimic a toddler as well. But anyway.
It shouldn't today. It's not that cold in there.
It doesn't matter. There's no hope for me. So anyway, we get in this car. When it gets to 120, we bailed. Here's what one of the things that caught my eye was when we got out, it felt like we were in about 43 degree temperature.
Yeah.
It felt cold.
Yeah.
But wow, man.
You didn't die, and you sweated out some of that hot dogs. I think the big question before we move on and go to some sound here is we were asking whether – you had eaten 11 hot dogs the night before, and you had not gone to the bathroom.
I know.
Did you accomplish that Did you accomplish that in the last 24?
Yes.
Oh, okay, he's launched. Let's just, he's launched.
How many times?
Let's just leave. I'm not going to discuss my bowel movement.
Now you're not going to discuss your bowel movement?
Hey, I want to say best wishes to Carl Abersold.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, but also, so I sat not in the Trooper Hall's car.
All right.
Come on now.
I should have done it. I shouldn't have said poop.
I know. Yeah. What are you doing?
I don't know.
You might as well
stop,
say,
David.
You might as well say Paul Stanley.
No, don't do that.
Listen, people, a lot of people say the doo-doos are cool.
Wait a minute.
Making a doo-doo is cool.
Paul, right, Stanley,
thank you,
gets,
Paul Stanley.
Paul Stanley gets in here, but we can't get the air conditioner guy.
Well, Paul Stanley's so old that making a doo-doo is a celebration. You start your life out with your parents going, did you go doo-doo? And you go, yeah. And your parents go, wee! And then when you're old, the nurse comes in and goes, did you make a doo-doo? And the old guy goes, yay! Everybody, you made a poo-poo.
All we come full circle. Yes, but anyway, the car that we were in, it wasn't Trooper Kerry Hall's car. It was his boss's car. And this guy was huge. He makes Sasquatch look like a...
Yeah.
Oh, no, you
Sasquatch
should,
is 6'9".
I'm telling you.
8 and a half.
400 pounds.
No, I'm telling
315.
You. 315. No, I'm telling you, this guy was huge. And he lit into me about losing that hot dog contest.
Oh, did he? Good.
Oh, boy, he dressed me down big time.
I bet he lost some money on it then.
Yeah, he's
probably he relished the moment.
No.
No! Sorry, I'm giving him that one. I'm sorry. I'm giving
him that one. No, you know what? I was willing to let it happen yesterday. Today, he's going to have to put some money in there.
No, you can't go. You can't double dip with the relish joke.
Okay. Double dip?
You want to put a few bucks in there now, too?
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to sound. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, Terry Bradshaw was in town yesterday.
Does he know it?
Did you? Well, I guess he did, because he was talking about, guess what he's doing? Why would he be in Kentucky?
Let me get. I'd say he was either wagering on a horse or he was consuming a bourbon product.
I'm going to say that he's buying an ant farm.
Some kind of CBD thing.
Terry Bradshaw, no doubt. Terry Bradshaw's in because he's got his own bourbon right
now. Oh, geez.
It's called Bradshaw. Let's hear a little bit of it.
And after three years of doing some private label stuff and selling it and giving it to wounded warriors, I told my wife, I said, you think we could start our own bourbon? Is that possible? I don't know how you get it done. So we got the bourbon, we poured it, I sipped it, and I said, oh my God, this is amazing. And that was it.
So he loaned his name to somebody, is what he's saying.
Exactly.
Bradshaw, exactly. Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, and his signature is underneath it. It'll probably do really well.
Who's making it?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
I thought it was somewhere, one of the Owensboro distilleries.
Who knows? There's a thousand of them now.
It says here Carl Abersold is the...
Carl Abersold is
Carl
the brewer.
Carl Abersold is the main...
You know who's in charge of Big Bourbon, don't you?
Who?
Bill Cox.
Oh, my gosh. Bill Cox has his hand in everything.
Okay. So this next one is a bar. It is...
the bar.
Do you know... Do you know the guy that was in the sheriff in Stranger Things?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's also in the new movie, Black Widow movie, right?
But Stranger Things, I'm going to put out an unpopular opinion here.
Don't.
Stranger
you dare.
Things was stupid.
You are stupid.
Hey, Will.
What's stupid is 5 years between seasons. That's what's stupid.
That is stupid.
I'm with Will. I got kind of bored.
I watched the first couple episodes, and I'm like, I'm sure this is a lot more fun if you're on acid.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there, Tony?
I got it. I'm getting to the sound part where he describes this bar in New York.
Okay.
This is a bar that all four of us would have gone into in New York.
Okay.
But it's obviously not open anymore. Let him finish describing it, and here we go.
You missed the most thinking back about
now,
your
he's
inglorious
eating, by the
days.
Way, he's eating that, the hot sauces. You know how they video stars eating the hot sauces and he can barely take it? Shaq did it.
Yep.
A bunch of people did it. So he's trying to eat and they're asking him questions.
East Village?
Oh, yeah. God, yes. I gotta have one more bite of this just because I'm...
Then I'm going in
crazy,
too.
Right? Come on, let's do it. Why not? What am I gonna do, die? Maybe. I got one. Oh, man, I got some good ones. Okay. Oh, my dog's fat. Oh, my God. Okay, on Avenue A, I lived on 12th Street between A and B. And so on Avenue A, between 12th and 13th, there was a place called Corova Milk Bar. Corova Milk Bar used to make milk drinks that were very alcoholic. And they were all based on, this is horrible, but this is the East Village. We can go there, right?
Yeah, let's go.
They're all based on dead, like, child stars or whatever. I used to love that place. And they would play Clockwork Orange in blacklight.
Play Clockwork Orange in blacklight, and all the drinks are named after dead child stars.
That is very much hippie New York.
That is so New York.
Wow.
That's awesome.
If we're all walking down the street, we're all going, we got to go in here. That is great.
Even if we don't buy anything, we just got to go in there.
Right, be right, so. Am I the only one that thought Mrs. Garrett was hot?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You talking about, Dwight?
When I was 7, I went out trick-or-treating as Mrs. Garrett. I used to idolize her.
All right, last one.
How many guys invited you in?
Emily Longnecker.
Oh, I know where this one's going.
Emily
like
Longnecker says, she says, go to journalism school, they said.
Yeah.
You'll make a difference, they said.
That's right.
Yep.
An unwelcome mess off front lawns.
Well, we've all seen the signs in people's yards asking folks to pick up after their dogs. Well, now some folks in a Fishers neighborhood are putting out a different sign after they say a woman has been running around their neighborhood and going to the bathroom in their front yards.
Oh, yeah. We call her the pooper. We have lots of names for her.
Oh, I didn't even know anyone put a sign up.
All except her real name. The woman, residents in Fisher's Windermere neighborhood, say jogs through the area in the early morning and leaves behind her calling card of sorts.
We have found her droppings in our yards.
Droppings.
She carries her own toilet paper. She just leaves the toilet paper behind.
Last week or the week before, she did it in 3 or 4 different yards down the street, every other yard.
Oh, neighbors say the same thing happened last summer.
And then it started again this summer. We don't see it in the winter, so.
I have not personally witnessed the pooper.
No one has to. Neighbors know the signs, even beyond the obvious 1 or 2.
The toilet paper is the calling card, so we know when we see that she's been around.
Wait, first off, they probably need to have some sort of a medical professional in their yard waiting on her if she's going every other yard.
Right.
Wow.
She's got some sphincter muscles. That
reason
she's
not to get a Ring camera.
Oh, you know what? It is warm in here. You know what? I'm kind of warm in here.
I told you.
I'm starting to sweat a little bit.
Well, you know, I would tell you that the air conditioner is getting fixed, but all I can offer you is a picture of a middle finger from the help desk.
All right, we'll work on that. I'm going to call Tom Drexler and have him come over and fix
it. You know what his name is? His number. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom Drexler, fix our AC.
Okay, let's do the joke of the day.
Okay. Today's walk in a bar day because
walking in a bar.
It's Friday. Guys, let's go to the bar.
No dead kid drinks here, right?
I hope not.
Because it's Tony already took us there.
I'll have some of the Gary Coleman coleslaw, please.
Okay, guy walks into a bar. He sees nobody in the bar. Just
hey, wait a minute.
Hey, fellas!
Hey!
Dwight!
Hey, Dwight! Fellas.
Yes.
So a guy walks into the bar. He sees nobody in there. Just the bartender. He
goes, strange.
What the hell? I'll go in anyway. He goes in. He says, barkeep, give me a number 1 reposado with lime.
Okay, number 1. Good call.
Reposado with swine.
Here comes the bartender. He goes, here's your number 1. Here's a bowl of peanuts. He walks off. Guy starts enjoying his drink. He hears,
hey, mister.
Looks around. What?
Paul Stanley's there?
Yeah.
Paul Stanley's kid.
Hey, mister, nice haircut.
Which one?
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a girl.
Doesn't see anybody in the bar, so he starts drinking his tequila.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he says, hey, mister, beautiful tie. What the hell?
It's the strangest
thing. There's nobody in here.
Strange little
nobody
thing.
In here.
Yeah.
Goes back to his drink. He thinks he's going crazy, and he goes,
I love your shoes. Hey, mister, beautiful shoes you have.
I go, what? Wow. Barkeep, come over here. He goes, it's just me and you in the bar. I'm watching you. I keep hearing a voice giving me commentary on my appearance. Am I going crazy? He goes, oh, no. That's the peanuts. They're complimentary.
Ha, 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 ha.
We took a while to get there, but the payoff was good.
That is your joke of the day on Friday, July 23rd, 2021. Thank you so much. Will, have a fantastic day.
Oh, thank you, Dan.
Enjoy the donuts I brought you.
I already ate one.
All righty. Back after this, News Radio 840 WHAS.
Carl.
WHAS.
I watched the opening ceremonies of the 2020/21 Olympics in Tokyo this morning. It was pretty cool.
OMG, was it as cool as all the other opening ceremonies?
You got Beijing in 2008 was badass.
That was creepy.
The 2000, yeah. The 2000 drummers, boom, 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 no, boom, 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 in sequence. That was pretty cool.
After Atlanta and Ali walks out with the torch, game over. Can't get any better. It is. Okay. I'm telling you. I was lacing up my boots, getting ready to go for UPS, and I saw that, and I'm like, whoa, and I had energy the rest of the night.
I think two of those drummers in Beijing that missed a beat got executed.
Well, I'm sure. That's what the penalty was. They knew what they were getting into.
Yeah, you're darn right.
All right, the Courier-Journal's Tim Sullivan comes up with the list of Kentuckians in the Olympics, and it's a pretty good list. Everyone knows number one, Muhammad Ali. Number one, of course, is Muhammad Ali, 1960 Rome. And, of course, the story of where he came home and the whether it's true or not, where he threw his gold medal into the Ohio after being turned down to be able to get a meal in a downtown restaurant in Louisville. Another top one is Mary T. Maher, of course, Madame Butterfly. People don't realize she was 14 when she set a world record in a butterfly.
I didn't know that.
14 years old. And she, of course, she couldn't participate in the 80 Olympics when she was that young because of why? Afghanistan and Russia.
Afghanistan's
still messing with us. So remember so they wouldn't get out. Russia wouldn't get out of Afghanistan. So the American government said we're not participating in the Olympics. That was a real smart move. So then
they returned the favor in Los Angeles.
Yes, that's exactly right. That's why America had so many medals at that year. All right, the 1948. People don't realize this one. The 1948 U.S. Olympic team, Dwight. Who made up the 1948 United States basketball Olympic team?
Skippy Henderson.
Nope.
Flappy Pats Watson.
No, those are all their fathers.
Oh.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
The University of Kentucky men's basketball team.
The University of Kentucky men's basketball team that won the national title in 48?
Yeah.
They just played the Olympics.
Are you serious?
And they won the gold medal.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so.
Go Cats.
I'm not sure where you rank national championship teams, but you got to put them pretty close since they.
I mean, come on.
Like they won a national title. You guys want to go beat the rest of the world? Yeah,
why not?
All right.
Yeah, why not?
And then this guy is my favorite. His name is Willis Lee. Willis Lee was a 5-time gold medalist in the 1920s Summer Games in Antwerp. He was from Natalee, Kentucky.
Oh, it's beautiful at Natalee.
He was also won a more important medal, which is the Navy Cross for his leadership in the 1942 Battle of Guadalcanal.
Wow.
He was the captain of a ship, and they were coming to a port, and somebody was taking out their men on top of the ship. Well, they got to go in. He leaves the captain's nest. Gets a rifle from, what do you call it, stockade?
The rifle room.
No, stockade's the jail.
The rifle room.
Okay, there you go. The rifle room. Goes out on the railing and takes out all the snipers himself.
Attaboy!
And then goes back up as the captain of the
ship.
That's
how you do it.
You want something done, you do it yourself.
Take that, Merrill Steubing.
So Willis Lee should be in your memories as a Kentuckian.
He should be a Wednesday's hero.
Yes
I'm going to work that out. We'll do that. That's right. Willis Lee, 5-time gold medalist from the 1920s.
I also have a very interesting Olympic story about where you may want to watch the Olympics. But first, Tony's Breaking Alignment, baby. We love you. It's the only place that I trust when it comes to my wife, my dear sweet mother, any my friends and family. Why? Because they do it right the first time. At Tony's Breaking Alignment, it's not just brakes and alignments. It's anything you need on your vehicle. Maintenance or preventive maintenance on any type of vehicle you have. They are so confident in their work, they don't give you get just a warranty, they give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. That's unheard of. Put your mind at rest. Go with the best. That's Tony's Brake and Alignment. Most people are going to be watching the Olympics on television, right, guys?
Yes. Sure. Okay. I'm not going to watch it, but you can.
Well, how would you like to watch the Olympics at Scottie Pippen's mansion? All right.
I don't know. He's jumped the shark here lately. Yeah, he has. He's kind of weird. He's accused Michael Jordan of being a cheater. He accused his coach
of being a racist.
It's getting ready to get weirder.
Uh-oh.
You can rent. Well, it's already taken, but Scottie Pippen's mansion went up for one lucky traveler to stay in on an Airbnb yesterday, all right? If you want to stay at the stately manor to watch the Tokyo Olympics, it was up for August 2nd, 4th, or 6th, three different dates, okay?
Okay.
You stay there, you watch the Olympics, do whatever you want. Part of it is you get a virtual greeting from Scottie Pippen himself.
A virtual greeting?
Wow.
A virtual greeting. That actually might be better than an actual meeting, actually.
When you check in. Hey, what'd you do with your nose? You get a chance to shoot hoops on Scottie Pippen's personal indoor basketball court at his mansion.
Still not excited.
There's several gigantic screen televisions to watch it from.
Okay, the BW3s.
But you might want to watch it in his gigantic theater room.
Yeah.
You also get use of the swimming pool.
Daryl Isaacs got one of those. I can just bust into his door.
You might even want to take a swim in the pool where there's even more televisions where you can watch the game.
Yeah, I'm a member of the J. I'll just go swim in there.
You get a chance to play on Pippen's personal arcade game room.
Who is this for?
And you're going to get exclusive view of the Olympic Games and memorabilia. If you want to purchase this,
first of all, you have to feel like you're second best.
Yeah. If you were going to purchase this, and it, all 3 dates got scooped up already, his mansion was going for on the Airbnb $92 a night. Why would you do that?
I wouldn't. $92?
$92 a night.
What?
The guy's lost his mind.
Yeah. What?
$92 a night to stay in Scottie Pippen's mansion. 3 dates were up.
Why places are expensive? To keep riffraff like us out.
No kidding.
All right, you don't want riffraff like us staying at your house.
Look what I'm doing to Scottie Pippen's trophy. Look at this.
You're walking in humping his pillow. I mean, it's going to be weird.
Of course
it's gonna
I
be
am.
Weird.
Scottie Pippen, though, is the second biggest Pippin in Dwight's life, though.
Yeah, the real Pippin is in Jaws, and Pippin
died.
No! Pippin did not die. Pippin went out to get the stick, and he thought, you know what? There's a better owner over there, and swam to a different owner.
I saw the making of Jaws.
Okay.
Yep.
And they went over this.
Pippin lived.
They said they had the scene where Pippin gets eaten.
Nope.
And here's America, ladies and gentlemen. They had the scene where Pippin gets eaten. And they said, Americans can't take that the dog is eaten, gets eaten.
Yes.
They won't be able to take it.
So even in the mid-70s.
Right.
So they said, can we do something different, like just have him eat a kid instead?
answer is yes.
Of course.
But that's the truth. The dog gets eaten.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does, Dwight.
No.
And they didn't want to show it because it would hurt your feelings.
No, it's not true. Pippin does not die in Jaws. I'm not going
to Pippin is dead.
Pippin got hit by a car on the set.
No, he did not. No.
Matter of fact, at the end, before he shoots the oxygen tank and the mouth is going, conk, 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 you can see Pippin's head in back going,
why don't you both go eat a big bowl of butts and shut up?
I'm still alive.
I'm still alive. I'm getting a text from Pippin.
Save me, Dwight.
I'm getting a text from Pippin right now.
My name's Pippin.
Pippin says, I didn't die. Mm-hmm. I went to a better owner. That guy was a loser.
You know, Pippin would be about 50 years old now, in human years.
He says, Pippin's...
I'm pretty sure he's gone.
Pippin says...
He's gone. This was 1975.
Pippin says, this guy was a loser. He only gave me a stick to play with. My new family went to Feeder's Pet Supply and got me real toys.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Dave.
What do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back?
What?
A stick.
Yeah. Bare Nose Pizza's Louisville-style pizza, baby. I'm going to have it tonight like I do every night, but minus the Barano's dining room and my wife. Why? I'm working WQMF tonight, so I'm getting Barano's to go. I'm not giving up my pizza. Get it any way you want. Get it every day you want. Barano's pizza is Louisville-style pizza, and it can't be beat. Also, when you go to Barano's, you're supporting your neighbors' families, right here in Louisville and southern Indiana. Not to mention, it's the best pizza around. Why would you go anywhere else? Barano's pizza. Yeah, it's that good.
Dick Gabriel chimes in on the 1948 team. He took the starters, just the starters, and the rest of the team were just other amateurs. But mostly he started the five starting five for the team.
So Dick Gabriel, please weigh in on Pippen. Did the dog die in Jaws? I will honor and respect his answer. So Dick Gabriel, let us know.
Dick Gabriel's a famous truther. He's a truther.
That's what I'm saying.
He's going to tell you that the dog was eaten by Jaws.
I trust.
Back after this.
I trust him, you too.
They would show him again, kind of like in the A-Team. Everyone's like, nobody dies. They show you that.
That's not true.
They would have shown Pippen running down the beach at some point.
Shut up, man. I'm not going to listen.
Did you? Because I think that if you listen close enough, you hear a...
I hate you both.
It was the shark.
It was the shark. It was the shark. News Radio 840 WHAS.